Welcome to the Bunkroom Podcast. My name is Benjamin Slaby. I'm a 16-year-old writer for the Bunkroom, a magazine written entirely by kids. Today I'm excited to share my interview with John Conrader, an app developer who creates apps for both the iTunes Store and Android market. I had the chance to catch up with John and learn about his teen driving app. It's a great app that helps teens when getting ready to get their driver's license. I hope you enjoy. Make sure to check out thebunkroom.com and see this article and many more written by kids all over the world.
Okay, it's going. All right, so can you tell me a little bit about the app that you made and what it is about, the teen driving one?
Sure. It's the main reason we wrote it was to keep track of hours for our sons who are learning how to drive. So what it does is when you start the app up, you press start, and then you can put the phone down, and you drive, and then when you get to your location or you finish driving for that time, then you pick up the phone and press stop. And so it'll keep track of how much time you've driven, and then you go in, and there are different options you can put that let you record different skills that you've done, different driving conditions, different road conditions, different weather conditions, things like that.
Right, and those are some things that are needed to, get your license that are required of sorts?
Yes, in most states, they require a certain number of hours to be driven when you have your learner's permit, and then you're supposed to keep track of those. Some states require written, a written log, and others just go on your word.
Oh, okay. And how did you come up with that? What inspired you to create it?
Well, I wanted to buy an iPhone. and really, it was when Trey, our older son, had gotten his license, we kind of realized that even though he had the number of hours that were required, he didn't, there were still some skills that were lacking. And so we thought, well, our younger son is going to learn to drive soon, so we want to be able to kind of keep track of that a little better. And then, so the Teen Driving Log app lets us go in and, make sure that he's learning different skills instead of just driving up and down the driveway or something.
Right. All right. And what was the biggest challenge that you ran into designing slash creating the app?
Just really learning how to program on the iPhone. They use Objective-C, which is, a little more complicated than some of the other programming languages, and it was a challenge to learn that.
Okay.
And that was my first app that I wrote.
That was my
learning.
Next question. Okay. And have you made any apps since then that you've used the learning from the making the driving app to create?
Yes. I made a Orchid collection app. I don't know exactly what you'd call it, but it lets you keep track of the orchid plants that you have in your greenhouse. And that used a lot of the same techniques and the database that I learned how to use in the teen driving log.
Okay. Do you have any apps in the future that you plan on coming out that you can tell me without having to kill me?
Nope.
No. Okay. All right.
We do have the Spied app. Did you see that one yet?
I have not.
Okay. Well, that one's kind of interesting. It allows you to get the metadata out of photographs. So, like, if somebody takes a picture and they email it to you, you could load it into the app, and it'll tell you when it was taken and depending on what type of camera took it. So, like, if it's an iPhone that stores GPS data, it'll even show you a map of the where the photo was taken.
Really? That is cool. Yep. And is that available now, or is that what you're working on?
That's available now.
Oh, wow, that's neat. Okay. I think that's about all the questions I had. So I'll just be writing up something, and I'll definitely make sure to send you a copy and whatnot.
Okay, cool.
Thank you very much for your time.
Okay, talk to you later.
Bye. All right, bye-bye.
Thanks again for listening to the Bunk Room Podcast. Make sure to visit us at thebunkroom.com and subscribe to our e-news updates to keep up with our latest podcasts and happenings. Also, make sure to like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and subscribe to our YouTube channel for even more fun. That's it for now, and we'll talk to you later. Wish you all a yippee-skippee day.